Interested in a fast friend that's a friend for life? Then why not this Christmas? Well, probably too late to actually get he or she on the couch for Christmas Day, but certainly can put the preparations in place. And maybe not a bad idea actually over Christmas, New Year, if you're on holiday. The idea of buying a pet, probably best left till early in the new year. And there's an opportunity to do so, you bet, with adopting a greyhound. The greyhound adoption program is at its most successful and powerful here in the state of Victoria. The numbers, as you'd notice in the streets, on the streets of Melbourne, so many people with greyhounds on a leash, are growing and growing and are very impressive. And Andrew Copley from Greyhound Racing Victoria, where all efforts are made to rehome greyhounds, and they do a dang good job, is going to tell us why a greyhound might just make the perfect pet for you, a former racing greyhound. How are you, Andrew?
Yeah, going very well, Finey. And it's been a big year in 2016 for the Greyhound Adoption Program. Celebrated 20 years of existence, actually. That's for the greyhound adoption movement right throughout Australia. It started right here in Melbourne, out at Sandown, now based in Seymour, and also got a facility at the Mornington Peninsula. So growing and growing every year, and hoping to push towards 1,000 adoptions this financial year, which would be a record.
When people think of greyhounds, they think of a racing dog and one that might not be all that comfortable in a home environment. They couldn't be further from the truth. Give us a bit of a sell on greyhounds as a pet.
Well, I've got one at home, as you well know, Finey. I know you've had them at home as well. And they're beautiful dogs. They're very chilled. They've got very quirky personalities. Most of them tend to sleep about 20 hours a day, which is pretty wonderful. There's a perception that they need a lot of exercise. That's not true. Just a short walk each day is more than enough. They get along with all types of households, whether you've got young kids or you're an elderly person, or even if you live in an apartment. You spoke about them being all around Melbourne these days. I think that's why people are becoming aware of how well they are suited to apartment living. It's actually not too dissimilar to living in a racing kennel. So it's what they're used to and what they're happy doing.
They're a short-haired breed of dog, so that's pretty important for a lot of people, not a lot of molting. And they're at the very low range of barking when it comes to the family pet, which, again, can be important because neighbours need to be considered as well.
Yeah, that's right. Not many bark. I reckon I've heard my greyhound bark about 4 times in 8 years, believe it or not. So probably not the best watchdog, but he's a much-loved member of our family, that's for sure. You can usually adopt them from the adoption program. At the average age is about 3 years. You can get them as young as sort of 18 months when they're very puppy-like, and they tend to live to about 13 or 14 years of age. So you have a pet fresh from the racetrack, and just watch it grow and become part of the family.
And a purebred dog such as a greyhound is, as a pet, is normally very expensive. What are the costs involved with getting a greyhound from the Gap?
Pretty inexpensive for a purebred dog, Finey. They're only $75 to adopt. So they've had a full health check. They've just had their teeth done. They've been de-sexed. And they're ready to go, just $75.
And I can tell you this, when it comes to buying a dog, I guess it's like a car. Sometimes you don't get many choices in colours, but I tell you what, greyhounds come in an amazing array of colours, and pretty striking some of them are as well.
They do. My favourite colour is fawn. That's the sort of creamy colour, and I love the blue dogs as well. They've got a really nice shine to them. Most greyhounds are black, but there is a whole range. There's brindles, there's white and brindles, there's white and black, there's black and white. You name it, we've got them.
That's right. Come and take your pick. You can get one colour coordinated to match your interior design. Greyhound adoption program, when's the next opportunity for people to see a greyhound at an open day, or maybe even make a date to head up to Seymour?
Yeah, well, it's closing today for a week and a bit due to Christmas, of course, but reopening on the 3rd of January, and people can go up pretty much any day to Seymour or to our Mornington Peninsula location. That's there at Baxter, not far from the Eastern Freeway. And basically, to do that, you've just got to register your interest in adopting a greyhound by going to www.grv.org.au. But a real special day coming up is Sunday the 8th of January. That's going to be an adoption day. Now, these are held about every 6 or 8 weeks, and Sunday 8th of January is going to be an absolute ripping day up at Seymour. There'll be 50 greyhounds for people to meet. Bring along your own existing pet dogs if you like, see how they get along with the dog. But it's really cleverly done because it's a bit of organised chaos. People come along, they register in advance, and what they do is they get matched to the greyhound, or the greyhound gets matched to the home. So some greyhounds are better suited to families with kids. Some are suited to living with another dog. Some are best being the singular dog in the house. So
there's plenty of choices. Andrew, we're going to have to leave it there, but go to gap.grv.org.au. And there is a friend for life waiting for you. It's only a matter of making the call and getting online. Have a great Christmas, Andrew, and a great Christmas for all those greyhounds waiting to be adopted and for new families as well.